SF has launched a new industry initiative. Hello, everyone. I'm Cindy Young with the Operation Weed Eradication Radio Roadshow on Brownfield, a content partnership with BASF. There are several variables and unsustainable practices that can cause setbacks in on-farm eradication. We'll hear from Darren Unland, Technical Marketing Manager with BASF on Brownfield after this.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and whatever. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Keeping fields clean all season long starts with an eradication mindset. One weed is one too many. That's why BASF is raising awareness and setting the bar for a new mindset and approach to pigweed. It won't happen overnight. Darren Unland, Technical Marketing Manager with BASF, explains that there are several variables and unsustainable practices that can cause potential setbacks to on-farm eradication of pigweeds.
Operation Weed Eradication is a multi-year approach. It's going to take diligent effort over several years to eliminate pigweeds from a field. Along that way, there could be some setbacks, and it could be the weather doesn't cooperate with us, very much like 2019. So it could be that our pres don't get activated, or it's rainy and windy for several weeks and we don't get a timely post-emergent application. Mother Nature will throw us some curveballs along the way. However, we having multiple practices in place, so the cultural practices as well as chemical and then the follow-up through the diligence, can help reduce that risk. So it can help set us up for more flexibility on our post-applications and better ability to adjust to Mother Nature. If we get one of those curveballs and we have a few weeds go to seed, they reintroduce seed or we have some seed for the following year, that's not the end of the world. It may set us back 1 year, but we just pick up from where we are there, continue on with our plan to eliminate them.
So it takes commitment.
Absolutely. So this is not a one-year program. It's not a two-year program. Pigweed can sit in the soil for a short period of time. We know it's got a very short-lived seed. So if we continue on a diligent program, incorporating all these different practices or many of these different practices we talk about, then we can get ahead of it. But it's going to take a diligent effort over multiple years. That may be 3 years for some growers. It may be 5 or 6 for others.
That's Darren Unland, Technical Marketing Manager at BASF. Learn more at OperationWeedEradication.com. I'm Cindy Young with the Operation Weed Eradication Radio Roadshow on Brownfield, a content partnership with BASF.